third pack of Tumura, third Mishnah, Amafrish, Nekeiva La'Oila, Yod Zohar. Person who is mafresh a female for an oil, which can't be because it has to be zacha. A ma'isa, that female gave birth to a male. Yirat she'istov yimchav yovid mov oil. Tanakama holds that since it's coming from the mother and the mother can't be born as a korban, this also has to let be grace till it gets a mum and then redeem it and you bring with its money oil, but it itself cannot be born as a korban oil. Rabbi Leza imel huatz meyakav oil. Rabbi Leza says no, it itself can be born as a korban oil. In other words, he says that the mother can't be an oila, but the Vlad can be brought as a common oila. Yeah. Mafrish nekevel osham. The person is mafrish, a female osham, and also all the osham is supposed to be scharim, males. Also, you have to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and bring with some money an osher. In karav hashamov, yiplut amel and a dover. If the osher was brought already, then yiplut amel and a dover. Then the money should be brought for a korban oila. Now, we have a chiddush over here that this osham that cannot be used as an osham, you let it graze, get a mum, and use this money for an osham. But if you don't need the osham anymore, then you have the chiddush that it becomes, its value will become a korban oilus nidav. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon, ayim timacha shaloi b'mum. Rabbi Shimon says that if you're mafish in a keva to be an osham, You could sell it because the kedusha never took effect. It's not worse than a bal mum because a female can't be an osham. Tumuras osham vlad tumurasim vlad vlad nasof kol oilim, just like we saw by the oila, also by an osham, the tumura of the osham and the offspring of the tumura. And there, Vlad Matsav Kol Oilim. Oh, here we see something else. Yiru Achi Yistov, Yimachav Yipul Tumei Lindov. Even though by the Oilah we said that if they're males, you bring them as an Oilah, but Oshim, Tumuris Oshim cannot be brought as a Korban, and also the offspring that comes out of it, it cannot be brought as an Oshim. So you have to let it graze. You actually stop and you mach, and then you sell it. You put me in the dog. Rabbi Lezer, I'm very Muslim. Rabbi Lezer says, let them die. Since it can't be brought as an Oshem, he holds that Oshem and a Chatzis have the same din, and the Temura and the Vlad, let them die. Rabbi Lezer, I'm very Muslim. Rabbi Lezer, he says, they should bring in the value oilos. Yeah. What's the difference between him and we saw before? That we saw a yiplut mamel and a dover according to the Tanakhama. The difference is that according to the Tanakhama is a nidvas tzibur, and he says you can bring a nidvas yochid. Oshem shemeshu bailov. An Oshem whose owner died, which is similar to what we saw by the Chatas before, Shakipu Vailov, or the Vailov already had a kapar with another Oshem, the din is not that it should die, but here actually you stop, you mochav, you blow the domlin dover. You let it graze till it gets a mum, and then you sell it, and its money goes for this korban oilas tzibur. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yemusa, he says, no, that's the same din as the Chatas, that it should die. Rabbi Lozah Yopit Meim Oilus. Lozah says, I think with its value, a private oiler and not a tzibur oiler.